Back now with Day to Day, I'm Madeline Brand. As if anyone needed proof, there's word from the government that gasoline prices soared to new highs last week. That's the fourth straight week of record-breaking prices at the pump. But there may be some good news on the horizon. Marketplace New York Bureau Chief Bob Moon joins us now. And Bob, prices are pretty high right now. How much higher can they go?
Well, do you have an arm or a leg to give up, Madeline? First off, we're talking about record prices here in terms of the current American dollar, by the way. If you adjust for inflation, you'd have to go all the way back to 1981 to find the real record, and gasoline would have to hit $3.10 a gallon for regular to break the current actual record. So the nationwide average right now, coming into this week, is $2.28 for unleaded regular. That's up about 6 cents from a week earlier. It's almost a half dollar higher than we were paying a year ago. The government's Energy Information Administration says prices rose all across the country during the past week. Most dramatically, though, out there on the West Coast, you've got it bad out there. The highest statewide average in California, $2.60 a gallon for regular, $2.90 and well beyond for premium. Maybe that's why they call it the Golden State, liquid gold. Gas generally cheapest in the southeastern U.S., even close to some of the biggest refining areas. It's running around $2.18 a gallon for regular. Now, that's the bad news. There is good news here in the pipeline, so to speak. Analysts are telling us that wholesale prices for gasoline are down more than 10% in the last week, and that's the largest decline in the past 10 months. So eventually, it would seem what goes up must come down.
So if wholesale prices are heading down, how long will that take to translate to the pump?
Good question. The prices could go up a little bit more before they come down. Some analysts look at the highest price that they reached at the wholesale level, and they figure retail prices should peak around the national average of $2.35 a gallon for regular. And based on the way they've been going up around a penny a day lately, that could put the peak sometime around next week. Although we should note that we did check the daily report issued by the country's biggest motorist club, the AAA, and it reports gasoline prices are already easing off their highs, it would seem. The average price for a gallon of regular unleaded actually dipped, drum roll please, a penny a gallon yesterday, according to AAA's updated survey.
A whole penny. So you're promising us all that gas prices are going to drop soon.
Not on your life. The analysts at the Energy Information Agency are quick to point out that nobody really knows what might happen. And as we've all learned the hard way by now, it doesn't take much to throw prices off, a refinery fire, a pipeline break. So just cross your fingers. Today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we'll be taking a look at the country's big trade imbalance.
Bob Moon of Marketplace, that's Public Radio's daily business show. And Marketplace joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. Marketplace is produced by American Public Media. Thanks, Bob.
Thanks, Madeline.